Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 540, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I married a sister of Mrs. Dot Leo Frank. I phoned him on Friday and asked him if he would go to the baseball game Saturday. He said he didn't know, he might go, and would phone me later and let me know. On Saturday, when I got home about 20 minutes to 2, my cook told me that Mr. Dot Frank had phoned and told me that he wasn't going to the game. I saw him on Sunday, after the murder, at my house. I saw no scratches, marks, or bruises on him. He seemed to be a little disturbed in mind. I saw him again that afternoon. He told us about the tragedy. That evening, we met him and his wife coming down Washington Saint opposite the Hebrew Orphan Home. He gave me my raincoat right there, which he had borrowed previously. Cross-examination. He and his wife and my wife and myself generally play cards Saturday evening. We were very much interested in bridge and played together often. Mr. and Mrs. Selig's family usually played poker Saturday night. Mr. Frank and his wife never played poker. I am positive I rang Mr. Frank up and asked him to go to the ball game. Mr. Frank called it off about 1:30 on Saturday when I got home and got the message from my cook it was 20 to 2. Mr. Frank borrowed my raincoat at 4:30 on Sunday when it was raining, and I met him about 6 o'clock on Washington Street, and he returned it. He never had that raincoat until Sunday afternoon. I am positive that he did not have it on Saturday. Mrs. C.F. Urbanak, sworn for the defendant. I am Mrs. Leo Frank's sister. I received a telephone message from Mr. Urbanak from Mr. Frank through my cook on Saturday at 1:30. I saw no scratches, bruises, or marks on Mr. Frank on Sunday. He was nervous, as one would have been under the circumstances. He borrowed a raincoat from my husband that afternoon. The raincoat was at our house on Saturday. It was there when my husband asked him if he would wear it on Sunday. Mr. Frank did not have it on Saturday.